Nakum, nakum ami. Comfort, comfort my people. Isaiah starts so well. I like this start. We all like this start. This is the message we can get on board with. But the text, the prophet, God, go on. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that she has paid for her sins. We're still good. She has paid double for all her sins. Now I have a problem. This is comforting. This is justice. This is good news. But let's keep going. The prophet is not done yet. Isaiah has some more strange words for us, a message that begins to sound a little impossible if you listen to it. Make a road for your God in the desert, a straight road. Do you know how hard that is? I was raised by civil engineers. I know something of this. Further, raise the valleys and lower the hills. What? First, I have a question. Are we just raising valleys and lowering hills? Because I'm not sure that works. However, Isaiah knew about people like me, and he makes clear that we aren't raising valleys and lowering hills. We're flattening things. So the valleys are coming up and the hills are coming down, so we're meeting in the middle. However, as a Montanan, I'm not sure that I like this. I like my valleys low and my hills high. And even if we're only flattening them, I think that sounds like a lot of work that I would rather not do. But this is what John points us back to today. John the Baptist, standing on the banks of the Jordan in his rather strange clothes with his weird diet, and his equally important message, pointing us back to Isaiah, to his fellow prophet, and to their very similar message. This is what we are reminded of in the middle of Advent, in this season of being prepared, of being told to keep awake, to keep watch, and to get ready. Not, fortunately, for literal valley raising and hill lowering, because that would be a lot of work. But to be prepared. In the words of Isaiah, for the Lord who is coming in might to gather his lambs. Isaiah drawing on that great shepherd imagery for God. John, who is a little strange, all good prophets are, says it more simply. The next thing you see, the coming attraction, the one who comes after me is better, is greater, and I am not worthy. Be prepared. Which is all very good, except it doesn't tell us much. The most detailed instructions we're left with this morning are actually the valley raising and the hill lowering, which I'm not sure is more helpful. Advent, remember, is this funny season when we're told to prepare for, well, exactly what Isaiah and John have agreed on. Something is coming. Something is about to happen. Get ready. Be prepared. Advent is the Boy Scouts season of the church. You just have to be prepared for, well, for anything. Because the Lord is coming in might to gather his lambs. Because the one who is coming next could do anything. be prepared. There's good news in this. Fortunately, it's not about the hills and the valleys. Fortunately, we don't have to go out, put on camel's hair, and eat wild locusts and honey. That's never sounded overly appetizing, and we are Episcopalians. We don't really do that. But we do have to pay attention. Things are about to change. Things are supposed to change now. John doesn't say, something is coming, go home and wait for it. Isaiah doesn't say, the Lord is coming, and when he does, he will stop by your house and give you a list. They say, be prepared. There are things we can do now that will make what is coming better and let us be a part of it. Be prepared. The Lord is coming in might to gather his lambs, and you want to be one of the lambs that is gathered. Be prepared. Because when the next one that is coming, the one who is, very thankfully, greater and more powerful and more compassionate than we are, arrives, you want to be ready. Amen.